Luca, thanks so much for chatting to us this morning.
Yeah, of course.
So tell me why you are getting involved with the school strike for climate.
Well, Australia is already on the front line of the climate crisis. You know, droughts, floods, bushfires, cyclones and heat waves. The community that I live in, it's situated right in the middle of the bush, and it's been affected by a multitude of really harsh and dangerous fires in the last 10 years. When I was only 8, I had to leave my house because the smoke of a nearby out-of-control bushfire was making it really hard to breathe, and I've had fires come within 200 metres of my house.
Wow.
And yet at the time when we really need to ramp up our climate solutions, we've elected a government who wants to open floodgates to new coal and oil and gas projects. And these aren't the policies we need, so we're striking to show the government that we want real climate action.
And so tell me exactly what the demands of the strikers are, other than, you know, sort of speaking to the government about wanting them to do literally anything.
Yeah. So we have three demands. Our first one is no new coal, oil and gas projects, including the Adani mine, 100% renewable energy generation and exports by 2030, and then to fund a just transition and job creation for all fossil fuel workers and communities. And, you know, we understand that these are big asks, but they are the crucial steps that we need to take to solve the climate crisis.
Why do you think it is that, I suppose, speaking of the government as well, they haven't sort of paid that much attention to you guys so far?
Well, you know, our demands are completely achievable, but what really stands in the way is political will. And we don't have many politicians who actually do believe in what we're doing, standing up and using the platform that they actually, that they have. And our futures are held in the hands of a small amount of corporations and governments. And I think that economics plays a really big role. And the government doesn't really want to take any drastic action.
And so what are you hoping comes out of tomorrow? What conversations are you hoping that do get started after at the march?
Well, I really just hope that the government can take a moment to look at our demands, actually seriously consider them, and just try and see what we're trying to achieve. And I just hope that it starts some more conversation and gets the awareness out, and also just make sure that the government knows that we want action.
And for people who can't get down physically to join the strike, what can people be doing to help out, to support you guys?
Well, just promoting the strike to everybody that you know who can make it. And as well as that, we have a few things that people can do if they can't actually make the strike, whether they're at school or they're at work or at university. Wearing yellow is one sign of solidarity to the strike. Also, just trying to be more sustainable in your life, just making small changes. And that helps, and that's something that we're really trying to achieve.
Well, I know you're incredibly busy, Luca. Thanks so much for chatting to us.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.